This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. During World War II, tens of thousands of Japanese Americans were rounded up and held in camps around the country. Two-thirds of them were American citizens who had their civil liberties suspended while in those camps. One of those internment camps was in South Central Idaho. The Minidoka camp housed folks from Washington, Oregon, and Alaska. And now a traveling exhibit curated by the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., will open to the public this Saturday, January 25th, in Boise. Joining us to talk more about this is Liz Hobson. She is the director of the Idaho State Museum. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us first how this exhibit came together and really the collaboration between the Idaho State Museum and the Smithsonian.
Yeah. So this is one of the traveling exhibitions that their traveling service sites. That's what it's called, Smithsonian Institution of Traveling Exhibition Services. So they put together a lot of the exhibits that they have in the Museum of Natural History and their other of American History and their other museums. So they take them and curate them to be offered around the country as a traveling exhibit. So places all over the country can apply for them. So we, I think over a year ago, started the process of applying with them and working with them and making sure that all the climate was right in our galleries. And so we got word and then we're hosting it.
So what is the goal, but also the theme of this exhibit?
Well, it's to really talk about these big concepts of history, so this different time of our past that might not be so comfortable for people to talk about, but we're talking about it now, and it's supposed to. We really want people to walk away and have the future informed by it.
And you make a very good point there that this is uncomfortable to talk about because these internment camps, Japanese internment camps, I mean, they were in quite a few places in the West, and these were American citizens being imprisoned.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just seems like we're just starting to talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is that part of it is to make sure that history isn't lost?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it has such a national context of a story. But then with a local camp here, Minidoka, which is down by Jerome. So it has an Idaho story as well. So there are people who were incarcerated here and they stayed afterwards or they went back west and they have these stories of what it meant to live here in Idaho during that time, too. So it's all part of the national story, but also our local story.
And some of the elements of the exhibit actually come from the Minidoka National Historic Site near Jerome, right?
Yes. Yeah, we actually partnered with them. So once we had word that we received the traveling exhibit, that we would know we had it, so we reached out to our partners there, their educational team as well, and we started creating an exhibit that would just talk about Minidoka. So we have the site's exhibit as well, Righting a Wrong, but then surrounding that are a few panels just about Minidoka. So we've worked with them. We have artifacts from their site, their stories as well. And they've also worked with us on some educational programming, too.
So for people who have been to the actual site in Jerome, what will be different if they come to the actual exhibit?
Yeah, well, we'll have a lot more about the national story, of course. And then they'll have artifacts on display that you won't get to see every day there in Minidoka. And I know that they have a grand opening of their visitor center in February. So you'll get to see a little sneak peek of some of the interpretation that you'll see in their visitor center.
We're talking with Idaho State Museum Director Liz Hobson. The museum will be hosting a Smithsonian exhibit on Japanese internment camps. That exhibit opens Saturday, January 25th. You know, Liz, some people might not know about this part of Idaho history, as we mentioned. So can you talk at all about what life was like for people who were imprisoned in Minidoka in particular?
Yeah, it wasn't great. When they first got to Minidoka, they were still working on finishing up all of the barracks there. So the living conditions was not great. We actually just had a lot of our staff take a field trip down to Minidoka, and they came back and reported what it was like, and they all really felt that connection to what it was like during the winters. There was a lot of snow down there just this past weekend, so they came back and really understood that they didn't have that kind of heating going on inside of the barracks, and it was really hard living. There wasn't a lot of agriculture in that general area.
Well, one thing that has stuck out to me, we've had people on the program before talking about the internment camps, and one person told a story of a family member where he was in the military fighting in World War II. And when he would come home, he was actually interned with his family in Minidoka. I mean, this is unconscionable.
Yeah, it's hard to believe now.
Right.
But yeah, it was a very highly recognized regiment in the war. So, but yeah, to come back and realize that your whole family's still incarcerated and you're fighting for the country that is keeping them incarcerated.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you hoping to achieve by having the exhibit here?
That people will understand the story, because I think it is one that not everybody knows all about.
Mm-hmm.
So coming and to just learn and inform the public, but also so they can see some of these decisions that were made then and that lasting effect of them today.
Well, let's go back to what life was like for a lot of these people who were in prison, because I was reading that some of these people, I mean, they had just a couple of days to really pack everything up before they had to go to these internment camps. And talk about that a little bit from what you've been able to be educated by with this.
Yeah, they did not have a lot of time at all. They were selling their belongings. They were they weren't really able. They were told that they could take items with them, but there wasn't really a lot of space to take them there. So they were selling most of their belongings. You'll hear stories of those who were incarcerated having to get rid of everything, or their neighbors were generous enough to take some of the items and keep them from after. But they lost their businesses. So there were a lot of farmers, a lot of small business owners who had to close up, and it wasn't there for them to go back to. So they really lost their whole livelihood in that time.
And it really is making sure, as we said earlier, not losing this history.
Mm-hmm.
As both a historian, but as an Idahoan, what stands out to you the most about this exhibit?
How powerful it is, and how emotional it can be too. I think it's our job as a museum to offer up these exhibits that people can really connect to and feel that emotional connection to. And I think this is one of them. I think it brings up uncomfortable topics, mm-hmm. but it also provides something that everybody can connect with. Everybody has a life. Everybody has personal belongings. And for somebody to come to this exhibit and think, wow, that was all taken away from them. What would happen for me tomorrow if, you know, I was told I could just take a few items with me, and what would that do to my whole life? So I think really connecting with the mm-hmm. public on this one.
And so the exhibit opens Saturday. How long will it be here?
Until April 5th.
So people have quite a bit of time to mm-hmm. be able to see it.
Yeah, and we have all kinds of public programming going on. And we also have the educational workshops that focus specifically on these themes about human rights. So educators can check that out as well.
And what if people have ever visited the Smithsonian as well? I mean, any because there's so many museums. I mean, how great to actually have an exhibit like this be traveling here.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a nationally recognized exhibit. I mean, we're just so proud to be able to host something like this and from the Smithsonian. So, yeah.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today. We've been speaking with Liz Hobson of the Idaho State Museum. The new Smithsonian exhibit on the Minidoka Japanese Internment Camp, it opens Saturday, January 25th. It will remain open until April 5th. And, of course, the Idaho State Museum is in Boise. Thanks again for your
time. Thank you.
Up next, food, dancing, and history, Bosnian style. I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.